Harlequin Audio and Harper Audio present Perfect Moments by Brenda Jackson. Performed by Jamie Lincoln Smith. This story is dedicated to my readers who, after reading Perfect Fit, wanted Parnell and Rose's story. This one is for you. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13.
1. Parnell Cabot turned around from his kitchen sink and glanced over at the woman sitting at the table. For the last 3 weeks, Rose Woods had been his daughter's babysitter. He could still remember the day she had first approached him about the job. She had shown up at the job site, where he and his men had been hard at work, trying to meet the completion deadline for his employers, the Regency Corporation, latest business venture, a ski resort here in Anchorage, Alaska. Curvy and attractive, she'd nearly caused havoc that day when she had shown up looking too sexy to be on a job site, surrounded by over 40 of his men, many who were single. Even the married ones had stopped work to stare. He'd figured then the woman was going to be trouble. Surprisingly, that day, she had been a godsend, at least to him. After explaining that she was in Anchorage to spend time with her good friend Sage Dunbar, and that she had heard about his plight, he needed someone dependable to take care of his 4-year-old twin daughters while he worked. His live-in babysitter, housekeeper, Mrs. Summers, had left town after a few weeks on the job when her sister had taken ill. All the babysitters he'd hired since Mrs. Summers hadn't been dependable, and he'd been toying with the decision of whether to send the girls back home to Detroit for his parents to take care of them. That was something he hadn't wanted to do. Joya and Latoya were his life. Just a few days shy of celebrating their first birthday, their mother had gotten killed in a car accident. Even now, he could remember that day 3 years ago when he'd lost his wife, and he'd been constantly battling both pain and loneliness since. He glanced at his watch. He was away from the job site on his lunch break, and he knew Rose had a good reason for asking to meet with him, so he might as well let her have her say, although he figured he knew the reason. He had mentioned to her on yesterday about the phone call he'd gotten from Mrs. Summers. The older woman was to have returned to town next week, but had called to advise him of her decision not to return to Anchorage after all. She would remain in Florida with her sister. Rose had volunteered to be his babysitter, only temporarily to help him out, until Mrs. Summers returned. He had hated telling her on yesterday that Mrs. Summers wouldn't be returning, and had asked if she would consider staying on for a while until he found a replacement for her. She had told him that she would let him know today whether she could continue to work for him or not. Parnell knew that he couldn't expect her to keep his girls forever. When they had originally met 8 months ago at a business meeting, she'd been earning a huge salary as an advertising consultant at a major marketing firm in Charlotte. She had resigned after she and a new boss couldn't see eye to eye. It would be just a matter of time before she would leave Anchorage to return to Charlotte to begin interviewing for another job. And he doubted she would have a problem getting one. In the short while he'd known her, he could tell she was smart, highly intelligent, well-educated, and very attractive. Very attractive. When considering all her attributes, that was the one thing that always came to him regarding her. Rose Woods was a very attractive woman. He suddenly felt a stirring in his gut when she looked over her coffee at him. As usual, he found himself tensely aware of her, something he'd never been crazy about, and tried like heck to downplay the physical attraction whenever the two of them were alone together. During the 3 weeks she'd been the girl's babysitter, their relationship had remained professional, even those few times she'd slept over because of bad weather.
"I'm glad you could take the time to meet with me, Parnell. I know how busy you are."
Her words interrupted his thoughts, and he took his own cup of coffee and moved over to the table.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?